The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 50. I wondered what had become of the others after my spill. Perhaps they had abandoned me and moved on in the direction of the great desert, and on the other side of it, the lost city of Lenore. I pictured their faces, the guide Hobie, severe yet capable, the intrepid and somewhat irritating Alvie, my friend the happy but hapless Roger, and of course the sage and hairy mug of Mr. Freddy Bananas III. I thought also of my poor camel. Where had she gone? Was she roaming the savannah, rudderless and alone? I sat there in the mud lodge, sipping from a wineskin, surrounded by silent little McCambie, and musing on these questions. Perhaps I should spend the rest of my days here. I thought not. I am, I believe, a fairly open guy, and I like the McCambie, but I would certainly over time miss the companionship of the ladies, and I am not a fan of the 800 meters. It is too fast for me. But maybe the McCambie could take me back to Kobara. I would probably be happy there. I could get used to never sitting. Lying down was okay by me. I liked pianos. Why not? That small village had its charms. I wondered what the wonderful Jangly was up to. I was occupied with these and some further thoughts, which I will not share, when suddenly a raiding party returned to the lodge. There was much quiet celebration and hoo-ha, as they had been quite successful, and they were heavily laden with treasure. All the McCambie gathered round and started rifling through all the stuff. There were quite a few animal hides, which I recognized as the raw material for their cod pieces. There were large bags of flour and rice flour, huge slabs of salted pork, bags of nuts, and an astounding number of magazines. Back issues of Atlantic Monthly and the New Scotsman, Paris Match, Popular Science, and a recent issue of Gulg, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, about which Totalo was very excited. The McCambie loved their magazines. I asked the leader of the little group if he had seen any sign of my party, and I was quite excited to learn that he had indeed. His group had come across them only a few miles to the east of the lodge. They had stopped and spoken to them, and my friends had asked if they had seen me, which of course they hadn't. I thought that I should leave the lodge right away and try and catch up, but Totalo, tearing himself away from his beloved Gulg, wisely pointed out that I, travelling on foot, would have a difficult time gaining on my camel-mounted friends. He suggested that I head out in the morning with the old man, when he left. I didn't see what that would accomplish until it was explained to me that the old man owned a motorcycle and sidecar, and he would give me a ride almost to the edge of the great desert as he headed that way. We would almost surely overtake my companions en route, and needless to say, I was quite pleased.